With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Trump administration will move to revoke the security clearances of former intelligence officials who signed a 2020 letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop bore the hallmarks of a Russian information operation, which was a lie.
The executive order targets the clearances of 50 people in all. The list includes James Clapper, the former director of national intelligence under President Obama, and John Brennan, Obama's former CIA director. It also targeted John Bolton, who was fired as Trump's national security advisor during his first term and later wrote a book whose publication the White House sought to block on grounds it disclosed national security information. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump is eyeing North American tariffs for early next month. Greg Clexton reports.
The president signed multiple executive orders in the hours after his inauguration, but he did not take day one action on tariffs, as he had promised. However, he expects to announce tariffs on February 1st.
We're thinking in terms of 25% on Mexico and Canada.
The president signed a memo directing his administration to study trade policies with China, as well as Canada and Mexico. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A winter storm sweeping through the U.S. South on Tuesday was dumping snow at levels millions of residents have never seen. Moisture from the Gulf was combining with a low pressure system and chilly air to drop significant amounts of snow in some spots. That included 10.5 inches near Lafayette, Louisiana by midday Tuesday, 9 inches in Baton Rouge. Firefighters gained the upper hand on a wildfire burning in San Diego County that triggered evacuations. New fires broke out about 45 miles north of San Diego overnight. This says the dangerous Santa Ana winds threaten the region once again. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse continues to provide hurricane relief in North Carolina. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has just begun his second term, but his influence is already rippling through state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the queer trans agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democrat governors are tapping into the themes President Trump used to get elected as far as their party will allow them. This is SRN News. The Senate votes Wednesday on a bill aimed at ensuring medical care for unborn children who survive botched abortions. Bob Agnew explains.
It's called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. It expands on the protections for abortion survivors in the Born Alive Infant Protection Act of 2002. It merely defined abortion survivors as human beings. This new bill imposes a proactive obligation on the health care provider involved to provide life-saving care for the survivor. If the bill can muster the 60 votes it needs to break a Democrat filibuster, it will advance to a final vote in the Senate later this week. Bob Agnew reporting.
People trying to illegally cross the border from Tijuana have been informed of the new immigration enforcement in the U.S. Some illegals have been using an app to try and schedule claims, but the app is no longer working, and those seeking to enter the U.S. will have to wait in Mexico. More details at SRNNews.com.